Show me the money.
The crux of these bills is aimed at conflicts of interest and whether or not lawmakers and other elected officials are really beholden to you, the constituents, or some other special interest.
We simply don't know now. We are on a trust me basis right now.
Craig Mauger is with the Money in Politics watchdog group, Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He is my go-to guy for all things financial. And he had an example that I found jaw-dropping. You see, in 2015, lawmakers wanted to regulate Uber, the ride-sharing company. And one Republican lawmaker added an amendment that would have ensured that Uber couldn't be restricted at airports, which would have been a big win for Uber and Uber drivers because other states had tried to restrict when Uber could be at airports.
The lawmaker who put in that amendment, we found out later, had been driving for Uber on the side while serving in the legislature and driving for Uber a lot on the side.
Yeah, pretty clear conflict of interest. But the public didn't find out about this from the lawmaker. Instead, everyone found out because the Republican who offered the amendment...
he picked up a Democratic legislative staffer in his Uber.
Mauger says this is what happens when there are no disclosure requirements. Supporters of these bills say they're an attempt to fix that and help make sure that when lawmakers are voting a certain way, it's because it's best for their constituents and not their own bottom line. The bills currently being debated would require certain financial disclosures for candidates and current office holders in the state House and Senate, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, elected judges. Basically, if you got your job because enough people checked a box, it's covered, aside from local elections. Now, this is something that has been tried a lot in the past. At minimum, lawmakers have introduced some sort of financial disclosure legislation every session for the last two decades. I know, I checked. Sometimes they get committee hearings. Once in a while, they even get a full floor vote in a chamber, only to die a slow and painful death as the session comes to an end. This session could be no different.
Everybody serving has a different, unique circumstance. Some, their financial disclosures would be rather simple, and some more complex. I don't think it adds any value other than giving you folks more things to talk about and prick and research and ask questions about.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. The folks are reporters. Mauger says the concern about people just wanting to look at how much money someone makes doesn't really hold water. He says this is about just being able to know enough information about an office holder so we can know if there's a conflict of interest. Mauger says when he was a reporter, he was on the House floor every day.
I talked to the House members all the time, and I could not tell you probably what half of them did for a living before they came to the legislature, and if they were still doing that.
Shirkey's other concern is that financial disclosures would discourage people from running for office.
And I've said that, I've been on the record for that, and I just don't think it's necessary.
However, Shirkey says he'll let the legislative process play out, and there could be a louder call for this type of legislation. Last month, Republican State Representative Larry Inman was indicted and formally charged with multiple federal crimes stemming from an alleged attempt to sell his vote on a controversial measure. These bills wouldn't have really had an impact on that case, but the case could cause people to start to be more interested in increasing transparency in Lansing, which could mean additional pressure on lawmakers to pass bills like the financial disclosure package. The bills were debated in front of a House committee and are still a long way from the governor's desk. I'm Shana Roth at the State Capitol.